This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tite.
And I'm Bonnie North. Good morning. For more than a decade, farmers who use practices that are light on their land can qualify for a federal grant program that offsets some of their costs. But since the passage of the 2014 Farm Bill, changes have been in the works to the Conservation Stewardship Program.
Critics say the changes will spell bad news for generally small-scale farmers trying to do the right thing environmentally. But the U.S. Department of Agriculture believes the changes will largely be good for farmers and the land. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz explains.
If you nose around the USDA's 2014 Farm Bill webpage, the Conservation Stewardship Program, or CSP, is described as helping, quote, agricultural producers maintain and improve their existing conservation systems and adopt additional conservation activities to address priority resources concerns. Participants earn CSP payments for conservation performance. The higher the performance, the higher the payment. Michael Fields Agricultural Institute's policy director, Margaret Crome, says its creation was good news for farmers and the land and water they steward.
It started in 2002 with the passage of that farm bill that year. It was passed with a slightly different name, the Conservation Security Program, but its originating philosophy remains very important, and that was to help, as the administration at the time, as the Bush administration at the time said when they began to implement it, it was to reward the best conservationists and motivate the rest.
Over the most recent Farm Bill cycle, between 2009 and 2014, CSP covered, in Wisconsin alone, just under 1 million acres, stewarded by 2,700 farmers. Crome describes one such farmer in the far western edge of the state.
A wonderful grazing farmer, high on the ridges over near the Mississippi River, and this farmer keeps grass on the ground, covering the soil so it won't erode, yet the way the new program would score his application, probably he wouldn't get funded. That's a concern. We want that kind of farm to get funded.
Crome distills her concerns down to a couple of points. She believes CSP will deviate from its original intent. She says it is skewed towards large-scale farmers and those who are doing the worst with conservation today. She worries that people already farming sustainably won't be funded and thus won't have the incentive to continue doing the right thing.
Protecting the soil, maintaining clean water, helping to cultivate habitat for wildlife. We want to have our farmers protecting our water quality, and we need to have soil for future generations.
Her second concern?
The rules would make it easy for very large farms to be able to take most of the money so that individuals who are smaller farms we just have less money available for them to get funded.
Mark Rose with the USDA sees the future of the Conservation Stewardship Program much differently. Although the Farm Bill gives the agency less money to work with.
The stewardship is based on acres. That's how we're apportioned dollar funds for to implement the program. So in the last Farm Bill, in the 08 Farm Bill, we had, I believe it was 12.7 million acres was our cap. Now, this new Farm Bill has capped it out at 10 million acres.
Rose says the CSP was and remains a competitive application process, but says the size of the farm does not figure into decision-making.
A small producer with a small amount of acreage has just as much opportunity to get into the program as well as a producer who's farming 6,000 or 7,000 acres or more. So we're conscious of that and want to encourage our small producers to be able to apply for the program.
He says the USDA is looking for ways to streamline and simplify the application process.
One of the things that was in the former Farm Bill is our conservation measurement tool, which is how we rank our applications. That was in the statute or the law prior to this Farm Bill. In this Farm Bill, Congress removed it. It is a very complex ranking tool that we have. It takes a lot of things into consideration. Now, we're still using it because that's the only tool we have right now to be able to rank our applications. Congress just says you're not required to use it this year in this Farm Bill. So we are looking for ways to make our ranking more simplified, much easier to understand.
At least until that streamlined state is reached, Rose admits larger farmers might have an advantage over small ones in winning a finite number of CSP dollars.
I think the larger operator that does have outside assistance that they've hired, maybe a technical service provider that they have hired on their own that knows a little more about our programs, may have that slight advantage. You know, anytime you hire a financial consultant, you're going to have the advantage in making sure your retirement nest egg is bigger than what it would have been if you did it on your own. So I think that would be a fair statement.
He says future streamlining will help all producers to understand the program. In the meantime, he suggests small farmers seek out advice.
And I would hope that there's free resources out there through Extension or even the local soil conservation office that's available to the producers that would be able to take advantage of those and learn a little more about the program. To be able to know what the questions to ask.
But Margaret Crome and other advocates for smaller-scale farmers say their concerns aren't alleviated. An alliance of grassroots organizations, the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, stated the proposed CSP modifications contain, quote, loopholes and limitations that will make it harder for farmers to access the program. WUWM will be following its evolution over the coming months. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Susan Bentz spoke with Mark Rose of the United States Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources Conservation Service and with Margaret Crome, Policy Program Director with the Wisconsin-based Michael Fields Agricultural Institute.
You'll find a link to the Conservation Stewardship Program they discussed on our website. The public can weigh in on its new rules until just before midnight tonight.